So it says here that it's a clear bag policy. Clear bags must be made of... What? So you can only have clear bags or...
Bag.
I'm sorry, but the wags in their outfit with a sandwich bag.
No!
I think the main thing is the response you get from the men. They can tell. They can tell because the little... You don't realise it, but little things you say, you'll start talking about the future. Bit too early, that.
Ew.
Not as in we're going to get married, as in, you know, I tell you what would be a nice little break to spend. I can't think what. Years ago, now I've got too much to lose and it's too risky, but years ago, potentially entertaining a threesome. I don't really fancy girls, though. I just don't.
Aww.
Oh, no! Did you see her eyes light up then? She's like...
Guys, hello and welcome to Nip Tuck. Now, again, very fucking hot, so please bear with us. We are hanging on in there, ready to record your favourite podcast. Now, yep. Lauren, what do we have coming up today?
We are finally getting round to doing the Date 3 Men Theory, which we've threatened, but we're going to do it. And obviously, what we bought this week, we're going to go into that as well.
Stunning.
Right. How can they get in touch, Ashley, if they want us?
Now, as always, we will be releasing our main episode every single Wednesday without fail, plus our exclusive extra episode, which is bonus, we call it.
Bonus, baby.
We do that on a Friday, and that is on Patreon and Apple Subscribe. But every week, you can watch us live, thriving,
sweating,
and in person on YouTube. We are way more fun and interactive on YouTube. You can see the smiles and the side eyes over there. Basically, head over to at NipTuckPod on Instagram. It's where all our social stuff happens. But not only that, there is a little Linktree link on there. How to get in touch, ways that you can watch us on YouTube, chat to us direct on Patreon. There's all kinds of things on there. So head over, check it out, and don't be afraid to get in touch because we want to hear from you.
We do. Right, where are we beginning? What are we doing first?
I
heard you've got gossip, mm-hmm. And I've heard this is World Cup. Can I ask a question? I was on Pull and Bear today. I love that website, by the way. And there were some gorgeous little cute World Cup t-shirts.
You have to buy them now because they sell out.
Right, this is my question. I liked the colour of another country. Does that... No.
No.
Well, why sell them then?
Was it the Brazil one?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone likes that one.
Because it's sexy. Is that no?
I
don't know
Alex.
The etiquette. Could I wear a Brazil t-shirt? Or is it like, nah, England and that's it?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, you can do.
Can I ask how... we've got Alex here, who's Ashley's agent. And the good thing about having him is we've got like a straight man here. So I just feel like while we've got him, here's a question for you.
What's girl etiquette?
Etiquette in football? Now, we want to be a bit involved, but it's a bit embarrassing, I think, when girls are a bit over the top when they're clearly not asked. What's the level?
Just don't act like you know what you're talking about.
Wouldn't do that.
Right.
So if England score, celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, yay!
It's like a controversial decision. Don't start...
Don't stand up and point. Yeah. That's
right.
Not cool.
So he basically...
I'll sit back a little bit.
He's not got a mic, so I'll tell you what he said. He said, don't try and look like you know too much.
Yeah, so don't stand
don't
up and
ask
like,
too many questions.
Yeah, don't ask the offside rule. Right. Things like that.
So just be like, yay, when they get through.
It's just 90 minutes.
Okay, and the rest of the time, don't fuck it up, girls. Like, don't stand up and say, that was a red card. Like, don't do that. It's not sexy, right?
No.
Right.
And don't act too interested.
No, I think...
Like, act interested, but not like...
Not too
like,
interested.
Not shouting around and jumping up.
Right, okay. Know your place, girls. It's a football match. Right, okay, so tell us the goss. So they've gone to America.
So they're in America.
Are they there now?
They'll be there now.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know if this is for the fans as well. Have a look at the picture that I've sent in the group chat. Can't take a handbag. The wags... Like, we're there to watch the wags, aren't we, Lauren?
Oh, so it says here that it's a clear bag policy. Clear bags must be made of... What? So you can only have clear bags or...
A sandwich bag.
I'm sorry, but the wags in their outfit with a sandwich bag.
No!
Bag into the stadium.
What?
I know this must be a security thing, guys.
Of course it is.
But...
We're here for the outfits and
we're
plastic
here for
bag.
The outfits. Like, we want to see the what the wags are wearing. Yep. That is why, like, I will be on Daily Mail looking at every country's wag, what they're wearing. Like, they're
beautiful. Do you think it's still a thing where there's like a queen wag? Because that used to be
Victoria.
Of course, Victoria.
Cheryl.
Colleen.
Colleen. Alex Gerrard.
Oh, Alex Gerrard is something
so
else.
Fit.
Like, in that real life, girls.
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
Well.
We went on a night out with her. She's absolutely gorgeous in her skin.
Oh, my God. That her body. Yeah. She's had four kids.
Well, not acceptable. It's because she's Scouser, that's why.
Abby Clancy's the same.
So that's, have you seen the campaign Abby Clancy's just
the
done?
The Juicy Couture one.
I mentioned it to James.
That's a cute T-shirt. It says Juicy
His
Wag on
eyes.
It.
I went, Abby Clancy's just on like Playboy or something like that. I couldn't remember what it was. And his eyes. Literally, she is so
wow.
sexy.
Wags are fit.
Yeah, they are. So
they're fit.
Every year, like,
we
the
look
press,
at the wags.
The press make a queen wag, don't they?
Do you think it's going to be Meghan?
I don't see why not. Her outfits were always on point.
Last year, she was a favourite.
Because it's the press that decide, really.
Last year, no, the year before. Was
6 years ago, 4 years ago.
It was the year before. Yes.
Do you know a few going? Obviously, we know Meg. Is there quite a few that you know?
I don't think the ones that we know are now going. I think that it's only Meghan, isn't it?
Right, so she's flying the flag.
Yeah.
She's flying that flag for us now, then.
Yeah, so, like, Meghan, go.
That. Go, Meghan, go.
So, like, it's basically, she only finds out the shirts, like, a little bit before.
What do you mean?
So she will wear the same shirt as Jordan.
Is it not always the same?
No, but he'll have number one, because he's the first choice.
Yeah, no, but the colours.
Oh, the colours, yeah.
I always thought they were either white or red. Is that not
nope.
right?
No, the colours can be... Goalkeepers can be any. So,
wow, how'd you decide your outfit?
Guys, like, yeah.
So she will find out just before what she's wearing,
she's
and then she needs to colour coordinate.
Like green or yellow or...
Oh,
there's that, a few
not
different
an easy colour to style.
There's different colours.
The two goalkeeper kits are green and yellow.
Yeah, so she wears what he's wearing shirt-wise.
Does she wear the shirt?
The shirt.
And then coordinates her outfit around it.
Just like jeans.
And is it shirt every time?
She's going to see, because it's meant to be fucking boiling.
Right.
But we had the news about the handbag, and she was like, oh, off I go with my sandwich bag in my goalkeeper T-shirt.
She'll still be able to style it. And then they say, how long is it on for? So they all go to America. Do they all stay?
A month?
Do they stay in the same place? Because they did once, didn't they? They all stayed in one kind of place.
You can't do that in America. Like, they're going to have to, like, move all over.
Oh, really?
It's across Canada, America, Mexico.
Mm.
Whereas the last one in Qatar's tiny.
What?
So she was lucky.
So she'll be travelling. So she'll literally go to one match and then travel across America for the next one.
Do you not remember that funny thing when she was telling us about the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We can't say it. We can't say it, but the boat was not.
Right. So they're going to have to travel to the next match.
Yeah.
Well, like, the group stage is all based... They're all based in, like, the same kind of area.
Right.
So just train in one place, go play the game.
But they can't see their husband, really, while they're there.
Because they're busy doing their job.
Yeah.
What do you do, then?
Shop.
Somebody.
She'll have the kids with her.
Do kids stuff. I think that would be a little bit lonely at times, you know, because you go for
your
husband.
Do you know
what?
Like, it is intense being the wag. Like, so intense.
And you knowing as well.
They're under so much scrutiny.
Knowing that everyone is watching them as well, because it should be about the football, but as we've just said,
the
press is about
the
girls. Yeah, the press is, a lot of it is about the women. So it's quite a lot of, like, Jesus, and I couldn't cope when Tommy Pram fell over with a couple of people on the beach that might listen to the pod.
You couldn't cope with that picture this morning.
I can, girls.
You wouldn't be good.
Girl, I'm not even talking about it in case someone finds it. I've got done dirty this morning with the picture.
No, so I think, like, the thing is, like you said, I think the press have got favourites every year, so we need to bear that in mind.
Yeah, and they will twist it to whoever
the favourite is. But I'm excited to see that.
I wonder if there'll be any drama.
I hope so. Do you remember when there was all that drama with Abby Clancy?
Yeah, this is what I mean. I wonder if there'll be like a...
Yeah.
America's not a very, like, drinky place, is it really?
And then...
It'd be fun in a beach.
The tennis wags.
They're another type of wag.
They are like supermodels as well.
They're like supermodel wag.
They are stunning. I love the tennis wags. I love watching the tennis
There's
wags.
There's one that's beautiful and I can't think of a name.
What other kinds of wags are there?
Builder wags.
Yeah.
That's me.
Trucker
wags. That's you.
That's me.
What other wags are there? Rugby? You don't hear
Boxer
rugby.
Boxer wags.
Now, boxer wags, I find more to be the glamorous,
more
the kind of OTT glamour
look.
That's my kind of take on that.
Like, if you're there and you are repping wagging, I personally think go all out on the wag situation. Like, you know, I'm there to watch Paris Fury in the crowd. I don't give a fuck. Mm. Or Molly.
Okay, who gets knocked out?
In the crowd. Like, that time when he did that big butt, I was like, what's Molly wearing?
Yeah.
But, so then they get like ridiculed when they have dressed up, and I think, oh, fuck off. Let them fucking dress up. Like, go for it, girls. So if you're a wag and you're listening, please we dress up for us because we love to see it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's 2026, right? Someone was talking about this actually the other day, and they were like, people don't really like dress up as much or go all out anymore.
No, they don't. That suits me.
So then it makes people feel a bit like silly, embarrassed when they do. Yeah. But I don't think you should be. I love it. It's what being a girl is. And you look back on pictures when you're older and you'll think, why didn't I wear a dress and get my hair done?
Do you know, other than for wedding, you just hit the nail on the head with me. I'm in that camp where if I dress up,
you feel silly.
I feel stupid.
So like if we were going to the races,
I'd just feel a twat. I just wouldn't feel like, if I had like a big, like a curly blow, and I was like, I'd feel silly. And it's a me problem.
Why?
I would always rather be, and again, this must probably come down to past trauma. I would always never want to look like I have been spent all morning getting ready. I don't know. Don't ask me why. Maybe because that way you're showing your best. And if that's people think you don't look good, then you're like...
You used to hate getting your makeup done only until recently.
I still don't love it. But I think it is a deep-rooted issue of if you go all out and you have clearly done the best of your ability and then people still don't think you look nice, then it's like more hurtful. Whereas if you don't look like you've made that much effort, then it's kind of like... I don't know. I can't explain. People might understand. If you get me, then let me know.
What you're trying to say. If you
spent hours and then people are like, is that the best you've got? So I'd always rather be a bit more like, I wasn't even asked anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't care anyway. I'm not getting my hair dragged. I don't care anyway. Really, I do care. Really, I do care.
When can we get Lauren like all dolled up? Can we do a day where I dress you and you dress me?
You're dressed like me today. So I don't know. Recently, this pregnancy has turned you into me. You're wearing a big baggy t-shirt.
Yeah, but that's because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
Just you wait.
I would say
2027. I'll be.
If you've got that thing in your head where you're about to have a baby and you're like, I'm coming. I'm coming back. I'm back. Have you got that thing? Do you know, just before you have a baby, you think when this is all over, you better watch bitches because I'm coming back.
Like,
because I used to think that.
Yeah, like,
because you miss it. You miss feeling good about yourself when you're pregnant.
I'm big. Like, my legs are full of fluid, and it's because it's that. Why?
My
and
legs
like, I go
so
like
big,
that, and it leaves white.
It's fluid.
So I need...
I've got something to tell you.
What? You've got lipedema.
Right. So do you know how I bang on about this lipedema?
Yeah.
I messaged a surgeon, right? I'm not going to say who it is, girls, until whatever, you know what the score is with this. He's like world renowned, and he's fucking good, right? So I DM'd him.
I've got cramp in my foot.
I thought you were going to say I've got goosebumps. I've got goosebumps.
I'm ready for the story.
This is a flex. He might have been lying, but I don't think he was. He doesn't need the people. So I DM'd him. I was like, hi, when are you next in London for a consult?
When was this?
A couple of days ago. And he isn't...
Are you still harping on about this? Like, you are so shit going to consultations.
This is what I do, though. I just think about it and I never do it. I start the process and never get on with it. DM'd him. I must have been on holiday and I must have thought, right! When you're next in London for a consult. And he's like, I actually only do online consults, but because he's in somewhere else. He went, but we'll do online. We'll sort something for you. P.S. I love your podcast.
So he listens?
He's very famous. Was he gassing me?
In the UK?
No. I'm going to find him now. Was he gassing me? But why? Why do you need... You don't need to get your... You don't need to
show me the name now, quick.
I'm trying to find him. You don't need to get up my arse like you've got.
What about the one
busy that
I'm talking to? Does he do lipedema?
It has. It's.
Is it that
be.
Specialist?
It's such a specialist thing to do. It really, really
I
is.
I feel like I. But do you develop lipedema in pregnancy?
No. It can make it worse. Don't. Yeah, this is my
okay,
issue.
Sorry, fine. Wow, that leg.
Yes. Yes.
And he listens
that's
to the
before.
Pod. Is what? He English?
No. Listen, this is what he said. Hey, we don't consult in London, all online. P.S. I love your podcast. Was he just saying it? I don't think he was. So then I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. He went, here's the direct number. Let's get you skipped in through the queue. Maybe he saw my pictures and thought, oh, she fucking needs it. Don't know. So I just thought I'd tell you that because I knew.
No one needs plastic surgery. Everyone's beautiful. Yeah. And
I say all this, I probably won't get any of it done anyway.
To have something done.
We just like talking about it, don't we?
Really like talking about it. But do you know what I need to actually get on? Let's talk about reducing swelling over summer really quickly before we fully get into this episode, because we're going to actually talk to you about something we've been meaning to talk to you for about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. The date three men theory. First of all, reducing swelling. I've got those legs, the boots.
Mm-hmm. I've got them.
I need to set them up. I'm going to set
Therabody.
The top floor bedroom, because my sister's not staying with me at the minute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set up with the Dermalux.
Nice.
And the current body panel.
Yeah.
And the
legs.
The
is it going to be like your... The legs. Your...
My treatment area.
Your treatment area. Yeah.
And then if you want to reduce like swelling water retention before holiday, I take these things called Epitome. Mm-hmm. You've been complaining about bloating.
Yeah,
recently.
All of a sudden, I've never bloated. I've started bloating and I've got water retention in my face. I don't know why.
I've also got these drinks that I put on Patreon the other day. I can't remember what they're called, but they're really high fibre gut health drinks.
Right, okay.
Like an actual like lemon and lime or yeah. strawberry. They're amazing.
Because I've gone really puffy,
expensive.
I don't know why.
That's how I've been keeping the puff.
Oh, under my eyes have gone puffy and it never happens.
Face gym. Absolutely love never face been. Gym. Lauren, worth I'll take going. You. I'm a Face Gym subscriber, fully paying customer, and I go every month at the Trafford Centre. I go as soon as it opens and I'm out by 11
so
o'clock.
So do you just need to go once a month?
Once a month, and then literally I get the classic hand one.
Right.
And they drain. Like, how much less puffy am I this pregnancy? Yeah, you are. Consistency. Epsom salts baths.
Right.
Literally, Giselle says she puts 8...
Things
very of Epsom salty. Salt in the bath before she walks the runway.
Right.
Epsom salts, really high quality ones. I also add magnesium flakes to that as well. Then dandelion drops
yes.
in your water. I think I can start that now because I'm...
30, yeah, you can do it towards
34
the end.
Weeks you can start
I think
from?
It's 30, like...
6.
Yeah, I feel like it might be 36.
Let me anyway. Google it, but I'm allowed to start them soon. Yeah. So basically, there's these ones, Lauren will share them on her Amazon... And you dab them into the
pipette,
water.
Pipette.
They taste like shit, but they Who cares? Do work. Who it cares? Makes you. Yeah.
You've just then, reminded me I need to order them.
What are the new brush gua sha's? But it's for your face. But it's a brush gua sha.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Because with the metal gua sha, I do love it, but you do have to put an oil on.
Oh yeah. Yeah?
So this one is amazing for if you're literally. Morning, yeah. ready to rock and roll. It's a brush, like a very soft makeup Ooh. Brush, and you can do right under your eyes
oh,
and
nice.
Everything with it. I'll send
I
you
like the
link.
Ones that have got rollers that you can put one there
ice,
and one there,
yeah,
and then it
icing
like...
your face. Obviously, the cosmetic consult under eyes. A
I had mine on this morning.
Stick for depuffing, and in this weather, and they stay cold. Then also, that is amazing. That shark fan that I've got on the back of it. It's got a cold plate. So you can use
you can
it on
smack
your face.
Yourself in the head with it.
The ice face ice baths, you need to start that.
I know, honestly, I don't know why I've gone so water retentioning.
Face ice baths, lymphatic drainage massages. Yes. Guys, do those plates, those wibbly wobbly plates actually
yeah,
work?
Yeah, they do. The science says yes. The vibration
I
plates.
I think that's what I need after I've had the
yeah.
baby.
So there's something else I've seen somewhere localish to me that is lymphatic machine. So you go in and you do it yourself. So rather than... I'm not selling this very well. Basically, you go and you book the time and it's like rollers.
Oh, they've got one in the gym.
And you put your own legs
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you
yeah.
can go
and
like this up your bum.
Moving.
And you go for yeah. like however long and you book a session just going on your own, which suits me because I don't like talking to people. Mm-hmm. Go in and just roll yourself about on it. Do
nice.
Your legs, do your... And you do it in sessions. They've actually asked me to go in, but...
Infrared saunas mm-hmm. are sensational.
Are you getting one for the house?
Alex.
We're working on it.
Because I want
We're working
one.
On it. Right, guys. If anyone has
I want one.
an infrared sauna recommendations, me and Lauren, we would love to do some kind of collab. We're throwing it out there. This is shameless.
Please. Shoot,
this
please.
Is shameless. But the thing is,
I really want one.
Lauren and I have spoken for years about loving infrared
so
sauna
James's
and cryo.
So James' son, who has cerebral palsy, has a sauna. I don't know if it's infrared or a normal sauna at his.
If you've been on a normal sauna, it's not like that. Basically.
No, not at all.
Like, I usually do 40 minutes in there and you can burn like 600 calories.
I'd like a sauna and an infrared. Because James is really into the actual sweating it out. I'm not, and I think it's bad for broken capillaries. I don't think sauna is great for your skin.
I'm too red-faced to do that.
Yeah, I need both.
Infrared's better. And then we love cryotherapy as well.
Have you found any decent infrared chambers that you can get in at home? Has there been like
a few different names, but yeah.
You want it to be good though, don't you?
Also, there's a place in, I think it's Sale. Have you seen it, Alex? Breathe Vitality.
Yeah, the ice bath and sauna place.
Babe, can we have a team day out there?
Wait. There is somewhere that does hyperbaric. It's them.
Cryo,
I know the girl. I know that it's her. It's either a dad or a stepdad's business. They've been asking me and James to go in.
Oh my god, it looks so fucking good. I'm gonna book a team day.
They have been asking for me and James to go in. Breathe Vitality.
Yeah,
for
it's meant to be insatiable.
The last message I sent them was, I know exactly what it's gonna be. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. When I say I'm snowed under, we've not had a child free day. However, I'm hoping that May will be a little bit better. Let me tell you, May wasn't any better.
So basically, me and Lauren have been on the hyperbaric oxygen chamber a few times together. We've been going on that for a long time. And basically, HBOT is fucking incredible for pretty much anything. So you heal 70% faster. Like, I've been watching a couple of other people's facelift journeys at the minute.
Yeah.
Mine compared to theirs.
Really? From going on it, but you can't wear the mask.
Yeah, I just held it like
just
that.
Hold it, right, okay.
Or I put like a silk scarf around.
Right.
And we went in that proper one together. Yep. Sat and watched Selling Sunset for an hour.
We just perved on Mo, didn't we?
Yeah, then now we can, these ones are even bigger than that. So we can have a full on meeting and get an hour's worth of work done while
honestly,
we're in there.
Fucking sick. It looks really good there. I'd love to spend the day there.
Then I was just telling Lauren, also you can rent a hyperbaric oxygen chamber after you've had surgery at home.
Now, you might think that's a bit far, that's a bit much. I'll tell you what's a bit, if you can afford it, then do it, because I'll tell you what's a bit much. Getting an infection and having to fly back to wherever if you got it abroad, or having to take another 2 weeks off work, that's costly. If you can do something to speed up your healing.
The NHS actually offer HBOT now as well.
Good, they should. Shouldn't
it's brilliant. Anyway.
Right, sorry, where were we? Right, tell me about this theory.
Life-changing.
Date three men theory.
Date three men at the same time. Don't sleep with any of them. It's not a game. It's called having options. You are not chasing. You are choosing. When you zero in on one man too early, you start fantasizing instead that of observing. You start ignoring red flags because there is no one else in the picture. So, date up to three at once. Don't give your body away. It muddles your clarity. Don't go exclusive unless he brings it up and earns it. Watch what he does, not what he says. Then let him prove he deserves more access to you. Your job is to receive, observe, and enjoy. You are not applying for a husband, you are attracting one. Men tell on themselves through their patterns. You just have to stop letting butterflies blind you from green flags. Watch who plans, watch who follows through, who ghosts when they don't get access.
So I'm going to claim that first bit as something that I have said for years. You always have more than one. Now, I have spent most of my adult life...
Unless you're married.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're single. I have spent most of my adult life hyperfixating on one person at a time. I've never ever had the ability to speak to a few. I would be speaking
Why?
To it's just me as a person. I would speak to one.
What, like you feel bad?
No, I would just become like
obsessed.
Like they've just like that's just said, there'd be one and I would then fantasize about this one being the one. I would not notice any of the other flags, but what would happen is I would be giving off
desperate.
They knew that I was young because I was straight to text back. I would notice things more. I would be available. They can smell, and I've said this before, when you are only talking to them and you're more invested than them, they can smell it. It comes out of your pores. The only time that I switched this thing on its head was just before I met James, when I was 31, something like that. And it clicked. It fucking clicked. And I had a few. And what it meant was I did not fixate on any of them. If one of them had annoyed me, I just text the other.
Yeah.
And if one of them had like...
conveyor belt.
And or also, if you're a bit like I used to be, where my confidence would get knocked quite easily.
Yeah.
And I'd be quite self-conscious. If one of them had made me feel a little bit shit, I'd just go to the other one who made me feel great. And what that did is it made my aura totally different. They'd ring me. Yeah. I'd be speaking to the other one. I hadn't noticed. Haven't noticed you've not texted me back. Because in the time that you didn't text me back, because I need constant. In the time that you didn't text me back, I just started texting the other one.
Yeah.
And it meant I wasn't giving that. Oh shit, sorry, didn't mean to text you. Oh, missed call, didn't mean to ring you to get attention. And let me tell you, they were flocking and it fucking worked. And that's when I met James. When I started speaking to James, I had several.
Multiple.
And it's the best. Yeah. And they all became obsessed.
It's fabulous. Like, you wake up to like 9 good morning texts.
And you can choose who you want to text back. It's, I think, the main thing.
And like, it takes a while to rattle through that reply. Yeah. So
you, and I think the main thing is the response you get from the men. They can tell. They can tell because the little, you don't realise it, but little things you say, you'll start talking about the future. Bit too early, that.
Ew.
Not as in we're going to get married, as in, you know, should I tell you what would be a nice little break to spend. I can't think what. But if you start,
Lauren!
No, not as obvious as that, but like little things, they just pick up on your aura so well. Whereas when there's you suffocate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even without knowing you're doing it, but when there's a few of them, they're like, she's not texting me back. Oh, she'll text now. It's 5 o'clock. She's finished work. She hasn't. Whereas if there wasn't the others, you would text at 5 o'clock. And they can fucking smell it.
You have to make their mind
they
wander.
They want you more and more. And it's like the accessibility thing.
Yeah.
And I also agree with where it says that don't let the butterfly, whatever it was, cloud. Because if you have just one person, say you're like in your 30s, you're really desperate to settle down by this point. You're like, I just really want to get someone. Not everyone does, but really want to settle down. Like, I just want to be like, I want to be married.
I'm done now.
I'm done. Then this one person could be your fucking get out.
Yeah, like you're all or nothing.
So you think this could be it. This could be the one.
You're putting
put pressure on yourself and you choose to ignore a few little red flags because you're too busy romanticising that this could be the one. Whereas when there's a few of them,
fixated,
you'll notice more. And when you think you've got more options, you don't settle for less than if you think you're desperate and you've only got one. It's nice. So true.
Yeah, like if you've got multiple, then you can be like, you know, like Steve does this that is so gorgeous and nice, and Ryan's really lovely, but then he's not good at drinking and intense. And then Paul has a really nice car and spoils me, but his mum's a fucking weirdo. So then you can literally work out which one. It's like shopping.
Yeah, which one you prefer, and you can see the bad and good.
Which one you need that day.
Yeah, and you can see the bad and good, whereas I am so bad for ignoring red flags. Yeah,
totally,
and mentally it's so much better for you.
They're right about the don't shag them.
Maybe not all of them.
No, you can't.
None?
No, it's
none of them.
No, it says none.
One?
None. No.
Blowjob?
Why the fuck would you
I would never give a blowjob. Why would you give a blowjob?
Why is it called giving a blowjob?
Why would you ever give
it
a blowjob for
getting
fun?
Paid to blow
Yeah, like that's not like, fun.
No.
Like what?
No
have all
way.
The things. At least get like finger. Do you know what I mean? Like blow. Great.
Blowjob.
Just if someone's penis in your mouth.
Fuck
disgusting.
That.
I've never done it.
No. Same. So.
Right, guys, we've got on that note. And that's why we're both
pregnant.
And blowjobs
are a no!
Yeah. Three men don't shag any and blowjobs are a no. Clearly, that's the truth, and that's why we're always pregnant between us, because we don't do blowjobs. Right, we're going to have a little break now. We will be back very soon.
is literally all going on in like China, Korea, Japan. Like, I fucking love it. As you know, I went to Hong Kong and I was like obsessed. Such a cool place. Now,
extreme. It's very extreme in certain things.
This thing, I'm just finding it on my phone. I'm not messing around. And it is a fat camp.
A fat camp.
Basically, yeah.
So is that not just like a boot camp?
It's a boot camp, yeah. So it says, was it a TikTok? In your 20s, you will pay $550 for 28 days of accommodation, food, classes to lose weight in a Chinese fat prison. What? And it is very important that you take that offer. So basically, we're looking at it now.
What?
Every day, there is a really strict schedule for 28 days. You pay $550.
That's cheap.
And it includes everything, and you live there.
So it's a boot camp.
Yes,
but you
accommodation,
live there.
Food, and classes all
included. 500 quid for a month's worth of food to begin with is, well, it can't be a lot, probably not quite that much food.
It doesn't look like
right,
that much
so
food.
So I would say this. I know, let's not call it fat camp. Perhaps she shouldn't have called it that because that doesn't sound great.
It says on the TikTok that we don't like the word fat. It's
no. It just says it on there.
But it says it on there, yeah.
Right. So my thoughts on
this. It actually says Chinese fat prison. They're not our words, guys.
So my thoughts on this. I think it's pretty cool. If you have chosen to go there, because you are unhappy with something, no one's forcing you to be there. So I think it's quite cool. And also, if you're one of these people that has a really unhealthy relationship with food and you don't really know how to eat well and you need to break a cycle, 500 quid to potentially break a cycle.
Maybe you've just gone
through
a breakup.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking spectacular.
It would, to get your head in the right place as well. Again, you'd have to want to go. Otherwise, why would you? But I just think it's like a boot camp. And you get told what to do. And it also might teach you about like nutrition, that kind of thing as well.
I love it.
I'm not against it.
So these are the three things that have come from there that we wanted to share with you. This girl here, her name is Sella on TikTok. And it's called, the clinic that she went to is called the Lante Obgyn Clinic, right?
So that's vagina.
Yeah. And she had loads of shit done to her arsehole and a fanny, like treatments done in a day. In Korea, and basically she's done this TikTok. I'll post it on Patreon where she's explaining all the stuff she had done down there. She had her arsehole permanently lasered.
What, that for hair?
No, colour.
To get rid of the pigmented area?
Yeah. So you've heard of arsehole bleaching.
But why
like
is your arsehole darker anyway, do you
because
think?
Because it's just like damp.
Is no, but is that why?
It's like your armpits as well. Doesn't seem
daylight. The reason I'm asking this question, I'll tell you why I'm asking this.
Is Google, because, Lucas, why is your bumhole brown?
Please do. Because this is my question, right? If it's permanent...
It's called the bleach laser treatment.
And it completely whitens your butthole.
Yeah, and she said also what they did was they did laser hair down there.
Good.
They did that. They also did stuff inside a fanny to make a fanny...
Tighter
and more like they can do things to make it like wetter.
Wetter. Do you know someone put in Patreon the other day that they're really struggling with their fanny dryness? And interestingly enough, a couple of friends of mine that have been on the Manjaro
have said they've got dry
fannies. Have said it's, they've realised over a long term that dry fanny is a side effect.
I think since starting my jabs, for some reason it's only this arm. I get,
sweat.
You can see it.
Sweat.
No, really dry.
Oh, dry?
Really dry.
Lucas, why is your arsehole brown?
So the area around the anus is naturally darker due to a high concentration of melanocytes.
Melanocytes, okay.
Pigment-producing cells and increased melanin in the skin.
Well, someone tell my face that because my body
what
clearly thinks that my face is my arsehole.
So basically, that sounds fun.
So it's only the same as face laser.
Yeah, but what's wrong with a brown starfish? Like,
I'm not arsed about mine really,
I mean, listen.
If you had the time, I guess.
Then there's this. Let me get it up. This, I tried to order some for us for today and it's like impossible. Ozempic water from Japan. It's called a zero calorie functional water.
What?
Yeah. So basically, it's gone viral for offering Ozempic-like fat-reducing effects. Alternatively, there is also a sparkling jelly drink as well, which gets
so it's
rid
got
of
something
hunger.
In it that's a bit like a GLP.
So it's a colourless, zero-calorie, functionally labelled product. It works by a plant acid from fermented rice.
Oh no!
And it helps with visceral abdominal fat.
Ooh.
In specific. And basically, it says that it's available in a 600 milliliter bottle from all supermarkets in Japan.
Oh, so it's not just like a dark market.
7-Eleven, and everyone is on this shit. When I went on eBay to buy it, because that was the only place that I could find it. So that's what it looks like. We'll pop a picture up
here.
It just
looks like a bottle
of
water.
Yeah, it just looks like a bottle of water, but it gets rid of belly fat. Like, no, the reviews.
Do you think it's real?
I think it's like a little bit more expensive than normal water in Japan. I think it was like $3. But here, to get
do you know what?
Six of them, it was 70 quid.
Wow. Do you know what? It's no. You look at it and you think this is ridiculous. Mental. But at the same time, if somebody was, if it does actually work and somebody was going to go and have lipo.
I don't know how it can just target the belly fat.
I don't believe, unless it's because visceral fat's a slightly different type of fat, maybe. I don't know. Girls, we're not approving of this, by the way. We're not telling you to go and do all this shit. We're just telling you what we've seen that's a bit wild at the
moment. But yeah, it was on eBay and it was like six things for 70 quid. Also, can I just say, we're fucked, you know, because if
right,
you didn't
great.
Know that already.
Great. I'll just get a drink. Go on.
They almost have fully invented stopping aging.
How?
Like, it's nearly there.
Is it not from that guy, that Kardashian guy? Brian thingy-ma-bob. The one that reversed his age to the point of, like, and he does loads of mad shit, doesn't he? He's kind
you know,
of
like,
nearly got
a,
it.
On a level of how you look, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's loads of things you can do, isn't there? Or do you, right, you mean rather than an internal age, you mean how your face ages? Mm-hmm. And who's nearly done that? Cosmetic consult. Little mic drop there, little thing. Ashley's got a tablet coming that will stop you growing, stop you getting older completely.
I mean, guys, I can take try. It. No, it's... I'll send you the article that I was reading on it. Mm. We're not doctors, by the way.
And we probably
never have claimed to be.
Absolute shit. Right, from bleaching bum holes to kink shaming.
Right.
What is that? Is that where you kind of make someone feel bad about a certain, like... this kink?
Do you expect people to be upfront from the beginning with any kinks? This has happened twice now in recent relationships. The men I am with waiting for many months and then they reveal a fucking weird kink. Now, I'm not saying that this should be revealed upfront from date one. Obviously not. But with my ex, he told me after 5 months. Now, it's happened again. My current boyfriend, we're almost 8 months in. He met my parents yesterday. We had a really lovely afternoon. We went back to my house and watched the Eurovision. Gorgeous day. However, he then revealed something which he says he would struggle to go without long term. No judgment, but it is absolutely not my thing.
What is it?
I could indulge in it occasionally, of course, but I wish that he'd have been upfront from the start and told me a few months ago when
what
it would
it?
Have been easier to cut things off. Has anyone else experienced this? I am now in a conundrum.
She's not told
they
us what the kink is.
They know what they're
is.
Doing, don't they?
So basically...
Is it in the comments?
No.
What is
no,
it?
But then some of the girls have put some comments in... I put it in Patreon as well and asked if any of this... Here's some responses from you girls because we opened the floor on Patreon, so I'll read a couple out. We don't know what that kink is.
I wonder
I'm guessing it's
is.
Something to do with ass play.
I think him dressing up because Eurovision, they watched it. There was some dressy uppy involved.
Tell him to email. I'll keep it completely quiet.
Please, will you tell us?
Yes. My ex waited 2 years to tell me his hot wife fantasy. Because we've been together so long, I entertained it. Quickly escalated from talking about me being with other men to him putting my nudes of me on Reddit and signing me up for Fab Swingers. I broke up with him within a year of the confession, but if I'd have known it from the beginning, I would never have gone ahead with it. I personally think, so this girl works in the sex industry. I personally think from being in the sex industry, I would ask someone these questions up front without judgment. Because if you're going to be with someone long term, you need to both be aligned sexually. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's fair that he has revealed this to you after 8 months, especially if it's something more taboo. That's such a good response, mm-hmm. babe.
And she's in the industry. She'll see a lot of these things.
This is such a man response from a girl. I suppose it all depends on how much they want it. Some people don't know their kinks until they dabble with them. No, trust me. I know.
I don't know.
I think as you become sexually more active and you...
Here you go. Yeah. She's put, I had never been tied up and blindfolded and shagged. Apparently I love it.
Right, so...
Oh, wait. I had an ex, and after 2 years, he told me he liked cross-dressing.
No, that's a big
one. He secretly wore women's tights under a lot of clothes, so not a kink as such, but if I'd have known from first, I would not have gone along with it. I guess they have to feel safe and not vulnerable before telling you. Mm. And also, has he only just recently found the kink from porn? So he's trying to express it to you. Next girl's put, ask him how he got into it and how long he's been into it for to find out more.
Yeah.
Also, what sparked his kink or fetish?
The Eurovision.
Some men have been into things for years, or it most likely is from watching it on porn. This sounds like someone I used to see. Gross. They used to get me to sign up to Tinder when we were both drunk and speak to people and go and suck them off.
Well, there's a big jump there.
So weird. Why would he want me to suck someone else off? Can't cope. Must have been surely gay to get turned on by me with another cock.
No, I don't called? Think so. Cuckold. I love watching that.
Cuckoo.
Was he living his dream of being sucked through me? I never did it, by the way. Quickly fucked him off. What a weirdo.
Right, what are your thoughts?
They should tell you after like 8 weeks.
I think so. I don't think you can analyze it immediately without quite a few things because it depends how taboo we're talking. Like a finger up the arse,
right.
Or
okay, wait,
fully.
Wait, guys. What? I'm gonna think up what my kink is.
Okay, you think your kink?
I know what mine is, and I'm.
We know what it is.
Yeah, pegging.
Yeah, but the difference is here.
Pegging.
Right,
you can live without it.
But.
Yeah, yes, you can.
No, but what I'm...
You can.
I'm trying to live like a normal person without...
Day 684.
Every day.
Still no pegging.
Driving, girl, looking out the window. No, seriously, though. Imagine if I, like, you know...
Just imagine you look at... Every time you talk to Eddie, you're just, like, imagining it.
Hanging out the washing and just, oh, there's another peg.
Stood there with a dildo at your willy.
Right. Walking around.
You could
shag in my dirty knickers.
On a strap on.
Using it to empty the dishwasher.
Walking around with a cucumber down your pants.
You put the baby's bibs on it.
You could
turning
get
things on.
Hoping that he won't mind, just hitting him with it in bed just to get him used to stroking his leg with it.
While he's asleep, rubbing it.
You could get, I've got an idea. You could get a pocket bumhole and you could shag the pocket bumhole.
It's not the same.
No.
You? Can I peg you? Depends how drunk I am.
And that is the
depends
answer.
How pissed I am.
And you know what? It's done. Imagine next time I come to yours, you're not going anywhere.
Imagine, guys, if we put on OnlyFans a video of me pegging Lauren, how much would you pay to watch it? You dirty fox, you fucking would watch it.
No one
you?
Can go on Pornhub now anyway, so they could do that.
Yeah.
No,
anyway.
So, if I was to have...
Anyway, what we bought this week. A strap-on.
Right, no, seriously. Right, so imagine you're dating me and then I was like to you, also, do you know what, guys? That takes some fucking bollocks, that, to sit admit someone it, yeah. down and be like, I'm
I think you need to tell
mental.
Them relative. I think one should become sexually active.
Oh, we're not
kink shaming. No, not at all. Like, I... But
then but
I do think it's fair to tell.
People are taking it a bit too far.
Just being dirty bastards and calling it a king.
Porn's fucked us all up. Yeah.
I don't think there's a set time when you need to do it. It depends on how comfortable you are, how open you are. But it also, as the person said, it depends how, like, important it is to them. Like,
yeah, if it's a king that they know, like, Ashley's never going to get to peg Ed and it's fine. You didn't need to disclose that.
You, on the other hand, this, I think,
Peggy Eddie.
I think I've seen a weak spot.
So I think if it's something that you would quite like to do, but it's fine if not... then that's not a big deal. If it's a make or break, if I don't get this regularly in my life, then I'm not going to be happy. Then, yeah, I'm sorry, you need to tell the person early doors. It's like...
Literally,
like back doors. You can't just bring that up. Like, so say it was, for example, something like cross-dressing. You can't, 8 months down the line, tell them something like that. Because if they're not into that and it's make or break, I'm sorry.
Imagine if you had, like, your dream... guy, and then all of a sudden he was like,
he had a kink that you weren't
up for. I want to wear your knickers to work. Like,
and if you were all right with that,
I wouldn't
fine.
Be all right with it.
It would
make me lie awake at night thinking, what the fuck?
What's next? Kind of thing. But some girls might be like, sweet, I quite, that turns me on as well. Great. So we need to find this out at the beginning. I think it should probably be discussed at a point when the relationship becomes sexual. I think at that point when it becomes sexual.
Yeah. But I think like the group sex thing as well, there's always one person
that's just wanking in the corner on their own.
We say this all the time with anything, with like inviting people in or the watching or whatever.
It's always somebody
Always one person wants to do it more than the other one, and that is going
open
to
house.
Cause friction.
We,
yeah, like,
we are obsessed with open house.
It. Oh, God, imagine the stuff that's going to come out about that.
Well, after the maths. If you're thinking of doing that, please watch that, because it's not funny. But
it's not a good advert for
what's
it.
Very funny is when that guy was really keen to do it, and then they got this girl for a threesome, and it was him pushing it the whole show. I want to explore. I want a threesome. I want other people involved. So they did, and it's the camera is one of those, like, in-the-dark cameras, and his girlfriend and this girl are going for it, and they've forgotten about him, and he's just stood there in the corner with his willy out, really sad, holding his willy, and then they get in bed and she's like, oh, I loved that, and he just turns over, and it was him pushing it all along.
That would mentally fuck you.
I'm trying to think if I've got any kinks.
Bum stuff?
No, absolutely not. I would
ice lollies?
No, it wasn't fun, that it was messy and sticky. I think I would like to entertain the act. Years ago, now I've got too much to lose and it's too risky, but years ago, potentially entertaining a threesome. I don't really fancy girls, though. I just don't.
Oh,
no! Did you see her eyes light up? Then she's like... I quite like the idea of going somewhere, watching other people shagging.
Yeah, killing kittens.
Yeah, but then going home on my own and shagging.
Yeah, same.
But watching them all at it first and getting a bit horny.
Yeah, and like, you don't have any pressure to be involved.
I do like watching real couples have sex.
Do you remember we came so close to going to one of those?
Were you pregnant? Oh, I wasn't allowed. James wouldn't let me go.
There's another, the Halloween one has just been announced. That is meant to be the best one.
I'm really scared, I'm not going to lie. I find it very
exciting. I'd love to go.
I bet you
James wouldn't let you go,
I don't think he'd like it, no. I don't think he would never not let me, but I don't think he'd be comfortable. And which is weird because he's so fucking chill. But that draws the line for him. And I get that. I do get that. I'm surprised. Is Ed not one bit arsed? I don't think he knows what it is, though, James. Ed just wants to
understand. Ed doesn't know what's going on. As Ed, long as he's got playing golf.
He's not bothered. So, yeah, let us know about the kink thing, girls. I genuinely believe you shouldn't be leaving it till 8 months to tell someone about a serious kink. I don't think it's fair. You've wasted their time and they've wasted yours.
Fraud.
It's fraudulent.
We're claiming that it's fraud.
I wonder if you can go to prison for it. Right, I'm all hot and bothered now. So,
fucking boiling, guys.
Right. What did we buy this week?
Now, weirdly enough, I've just been moaning about this to you.
Yes, you have, you little moany cow.
The Natasha Denona loose powder. So basically, she's bought this powder out, Natasha.
Tash. People like her concealer, don't they?
And, yeah, the pink one.
I bought the something I didn't like a foundation.
Sophia Bailey loves that foundation. No. Oh, we're going for the Our Sunday Roast on Sunday. Can you come?
Probably not.
So basically, I bought her loose powder because Alexandra Steiner was using it, who's like a beauty mogul. And she said, like, it's sweat-proof, it's waterproof, it's like the finest milled powder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And I do rate her High Glam concealer.
Yes, I
do. So I bought it because I needed a new loose powder. And
you didn't need a new loose powder, actually. You have so many.
I needed. The lid fell off. So I emailed them and I was like, hi, can I send this back? And they were like, no, if you send it back, you have to sort it all out yourself, or we can
but
just give
broken.
You 50% off.
No, I
and
want
I was
the
like,
product.
The lid doesn't work. I've like, oh, fuck it. Anyway, if
that's
anyone's
a piss
tried
take.
It, like, that is a bit of a piss take.
You've got
isn't
something
it?
Broken and they're saying they're not going to give it you the money back.
Yeah. Anyway.
Poo poo. And you need a lid for loose powder. The whole
I know,
point.
I know.
It's not
I
a
know.
Cream product.
Patrick Tarr, mm-hmm. Major Glow
okay.
Balm. Lauren.
Tell. I love a glow balm.
It's a balm. So it comes in this nice flat thing and it's a body balm. And you can get it in bronze or clear. I like the clear one.
I like the bronze.
So
already. I already know I like the bronze.
Put a tiny bit on and you put it on and it's a body gloss.
I wonder if it's sticky.
Nope. Gorgeous.
Can I just say, you know when you see pictures, right, of these girls and they just look 10 out of 10, obviously they're probably gorgeous as well. It doesn't come by mistake, right? It doesn't come, you know, you see
you've,
these scousers
and, yeah.
and you think, why do they go out and look like that? It's not an accident.
No.
The effort. So I'm the worst for this, but chucking a bit of makeup on in your heels, you're going to look great. But if you're looking at these girls, like,
you've
why?
You've your legs.
Yeah, and you're like, why are they, like,
and
glorious?
And your collarbones.
It's this. It's the instant tan to smooth the skin. It's the collarbone. It's the setting spray. These girls, especially scousers, go yeah. to this level.
Body makeup.
Body makeup. Mm. So don't look at it and think, why do I look like? You've got to put the effort
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Well, my favourite body makeup is always Vita Liberata mm-hmm. Body Blur.
Yeah,
like,
I've used that for years.
It's fucking sensational. Mm. I always say, like,
my only issue is that sometimes I get it on stuff. If you're wearing white pants, but I've never found one that you
are
don't.
Are you ready? The one size setting spray over the top.
Oh, does it work? Because that's the yes. only thing if you're wearing white.
Get the one size waterproof setting
right,
spray.
Right, there we
but
go. That's
that is a very good one. Anyway, next. Stringies thongs.
Right.
Stringies underwear.
You don't okay. look at the point in your pregnancy that you should be wearing anything stringy.
No, but I've bought one for summer because this, it's a thong and it's like Skims fabric, but then the bits there are clear.
Oh, to go with all your revealing outfits you're going to wear over the summer.
Yeah.
Or your crotchless.
Oh, fuck off. But they do like bras that are clear straps
That's
as
good.
Well. So it's like,
is it not giving the vibes though when you were 12 and you used to have the clear strapless bra?
No,
you're gonna have to show
really
me.
Really good quality. I need to show you right now. Also, last one mm-hmm. while I get this picture of my stringies thongs, guys, stringies. There, look. Right.
Charlotte put a picture on the other day of this cup thing she wore to have a spray tan. Oh yeah, much nicer than the one in my mind.
So these and like loads of celebrities wear them and stuff.
Do you know what though? Do you know what I'm thinking straight away that would do to me?
What?
It would give me skin overhang over it, but
yeah,
not
but
in
you
a dress.
Can adjust it.
I like that.
They sell them on Revolve.
There we go, girls.
Because I just think like they're quite like low.
So they cover, they protect what they need to protect.
Basically, every girl needs a pair
of
them in
them
their
for any.
Because
if you're wearing like a certain dress, yeah, one pair would sort you.
That Clutch Body Glow. I've been telling you.
Sarah Ashcroft posted that the other day.
Fucking unreal. Girls, it's a body glue. It's not a body tape, it's a body glue. Anyway, we've spoke about it before.
Can you
Go
glue like your tit to a bit higher up? Can you glue your face up or like... can
it's
glue
for
my
like,
labia?
You know when you're wearing like a floaty.
Just a slight floaty.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's important for that. Bras ruin shit.
And you can put it on your legs for like, yeah, it's stunning. Curel Deep Moisture Ceramide Spray.
Okay.
An aerosol can ceramide moisturizer. Mm. In this weather, I can't be arsed.
No.
So I had it yesterday. This is what reminded me, and I thought, this is fucking good. Leave it so it gets cool, and it's all over, and it's £13.
Bargain. I like. I'm sick of spending a fortune. The Curel range is really nice. Stuff sometimes, aren't you? And you get a bargain. You get gold.
And as well, that's like that big, and they do a mini one of it as well. You'd I love ceramides.
Hot ginger.
Ceramides. That Illion's ceramide, isn't it?
Illion is really, really good.
Really good.
Really. Do you know
all
what?
Rounder.
It's not as greasy as Astora. So they're very similar. They're both barrier repair creams, but Astora is a lot more greasy, hydrating. So if you've got like a bit of an oily skin, it's not the best. Whereas Illion's more of a matte finish and very nice body moisturiser. It's like £20. It's like well cheaper than Astora. Both have the pros and cons, don't they?
Astora's quite hard to get now.
I love Astora. I always will, but I just think there's pros and cons. It's depends what you suit. Right. Didn't buy that much this week, but I was away. So first of all, I wore a pair of heels. It's on my grid with the red spotty dress. You need
loved
to get them.
That.
You need to get them. So they're from Zara. They're like a lower heel, not too low, but not too high. Good for holiday. They're called, I wrote down the name for you, heeled shoes with perforated top. Doesn't sound nice, but like a crochet material. Now, this is where the good thing comes in. They haven't got an ankle strap. So
it doesn't cut your leg off.
It doesn't cut, which is very important
for
me.
You.
It really lengthens on that picture. My legs look and they're not.
Yeah.
It really elongates. Get that those shoes. They're perfect for summer with every summer dress. I got Tommy some little pretend Birkenstocks from H&M.
Cute.
He will not. No, he puts his foot in and then goes and pulls it off. But I tried, and they're really cute. If your child's walking, you might
just
be all right.
Pointless.
It's pointless. Totally pointless piece of shit. What else did I buy? I did an Applied Nutrition reorder. Effervescent. My head's gone. What's it called?
Creatine. Ed's got them. You gave them to Ed and he loves them.
Effervescent creatine.
Are
so
they
creatine,
pineapple flavour?
Yeah, they're really nice. You just drop them in your drink and
is that what
thing.
You had just then?
Yes. Really, really good. Creatine, I can't be bothered going on about it. Research it. Applied
something
nutrition.
About muscles.
No, it's your brain. Cognitive therapy.
Is it?
Yes.
I need that.
When you've had the baby, deadly serious, one of the main things you should be on is creatine. It has been shown in studies to almost reverse sleepless nights. You know, the damage that it does to you. Yeah. So it is one of, in fact, it is the most researched supplement you can ever get.
I had one off health, and it was a cherry liposomal one.
Yeah, you can get on. You need every day. You should have.
Isn't
creatine.
There like some really good gummies that
the
Elsa
gummies
Holsk?
I just
promotes array or something.
Oh, array ones. I've had
and
those.
They look like the packet.
Do you know what? My issue is this. You Applied Nutrition do gummy ones. They're all right, but I'd rather chuck it in a drink and just drink it.
The effervescent ones are good.
It's really, really good.
How much are they?
Cheap. They're not expensive. So yeah, I got some more of those, and the Vimto electrolytes are the nicest electrolytes I've ever had. Lauren Elizabeth gets your code off all Applied. I actually work with them anyway. I went to their factory. I've not told you about that, actually. I won't bore you all now. But I went to their factory the other week and watched how the whole...
Where is it?
You would have been really interested. You know, it was in Liverpool. And I watched, top to bottom, how the whole supplements are made. I met with the man you would have... Who literally is the scientist behind any question about body supplement. He'd be like, that's because of that. And your blood sugar there. And that transfers it to that. So that doesn't work. That works. You need that. He was... Any supplement, he knew everything. He's the one that comes with it. Yeah. And then they make it. I watch the whole factory process, the check-in. They have to send it off to be third-party tested.
So that's a very important thing for supplements.
Not all of them do it.
Not all of them do it.
It's called a sports science something.
Yeah.
Informed sport. Loads of them don't do it.
And batch testing
and stuff
like
that. They were doing
batch tests. Yeah.
It was amazing. So, yeah, I do work with them anyway, but really good.
What's the point in us taking all these supplements if we've not, like...
So when I spoke to him about berberine, I was a bit like, does it work, does it not? Mixed reviews from everybody. Some love it, some don't, whatever. And when he told me how it works, which I cannot remember anymore, I was like, wow. And he was like, but it has to be this dosage and it has to be... It was really interesting.
Yeah,
you'd have fucking loved
that's
it.
That's amazing.
You'd have loved that. Anyway, guys, I didn't buy anything else this week because...
Any
I just
airport
been,
tips
I've been
or
just,
tricks?
I've just been on my holidays.
No.
I've just been on my holidays. I didn't buy...
How was the airport?
Have I spoken about the quarterly stuff? You mentioned it the other day and I actually used it on holiday. The glow.
The SPF. Okay, so it's quarterly. SPF 50.
Oil glow.
And it does something where it protects your collagen reserve in your skin.
So we'd both got it before I went away.
Yeah.
Weirdly, Ashley posted about it while I was on holiday using it. It's fantastic. It's not sticky, but it gives you the sheen and the moisture, so you look nice.
It's not sticky.
Yeah, and but it was so good. I'm really impressed.
Do you know what, girls? On that note of spuff. Ultraviolet.
I like them.
The SPF 50 Glitter Body Oil.
Is it nice?
Everyone's loving the Capari one as well, the spray.
Yes.
This, actually, we've been... Thanks for ruining that with your coffee. Oh, I love the colour of that. So cool. The Memory Yellow.
Nice.
It smells
really nice. Summery.
So I spoke about the Memory Sun Is Up perfume. This is like...
Does she do like limited and then that's it?
I think that they'll go away after summer.
Yeah, nice.
The Sun Is Up one went away after summer. I loved it that much that I bought...
105.
I bought 24 of them or something for an event I was doing. Bought one for everyone.
Oh, I thought you meant for yourself. I was like, wow, that's excessive.
No, but it did go out of stock for a bit and then I got one back. But I would love her to make a candle for the Sun Is Up one.
Oh, imagine in the summer.
No, I'm waiting patiently.
I can't buy anything like that. The Renault is just... We've had the window quote. Still waiting on that. It's just a long, long ass
slog. Well, a slog? Someone from today's podcast is on with my lights.
Who?
Olivia's sending me chandelier options.
Oh, are they?
They're really nice and they're much more reasonable.
25 grand?
Honestly, much
that
more
was a
reasonable.
Joke, that people take the piss.
But maybe it did cost that.
True. Who are we to say?
How long would a light... Like, I don't know anything about lights. Do you know anything about lights?
I know nothing about lights. But there's a lot of things I know nothing about, yet I still seem to have an opinion.
The materials, also, if they're custom made.
Yeah. I liked your side sweep, Lucas.
Pardon?
Your hair's gone like a side sweep and it really looks nice. You're like Tommy.
I am about to start buying all my baby shit. So baby I'm going to do a list of... the Baby Mori sleep suit's the best.
So expensive, though.
They're on sale for £20.
Get them on sale, girls.
But £20 is a lot of money.
I think they're really expensive.
They are the best, though.
I agree, but they're
so fucking
expensive.
You can't beat them. You ruin it for yourself, because after you've had them, then that's
it. It's ridiculous.
But basically, I'm buying all my baby shit. So if anyone's got any baby shit recommendations, like, tell me now.
Have you got the baby born Bjorn, the bouncer thing?
Yeah, it's the best.
Make sure you...
So expensive.
Yeah.
That stuff you sprayed smells amazing.
How
have you
fucking
have you actually,
nice.
Have you actually got
That's
one?
That's unisex.
Have you got one?
I think so, yeah.
Check, because Tommy is just...
I lent mine to my friend and she can't find it.
Oh my God, I thought when you said that then, I thought it was Pat.
You.
I thought it was you. I was like...
Right. Love you guys.
We love you.
See you next week. Leave us a review and watch us on YouTube. Also, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. It means that whenever an episode drops, you will be informed. Love you. Bye.